Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, Ron. Confirmed from Mike Tomlin's news conference today. Mitch Trubisky will start. Apparently will play about a quarter. Now, Tomlin said he'll be followed by Rudolph, then Pickett. He didn't address this specifically, but he did say the starters would play a quarter, the next group would play second and third, and the third group would play the fourth. Now, does that apply to the quarterbacks? I don't know. If it does, Pickett will just get the fourth.
And Pickett would get fourth with the third teamers.
We're going to turn all of that around. That was the most noteworthy thing by far that Tomlin said. We'll be talking about that, but first, let's continue our trip around the AFC, and let's go to an always interesting place filled with juicy storylines, and that is Boston, New England. Ben Volin from the Boston Globe is on the Nemecolon fan hotline. Ben, we appreciate you joining us, and man, the Patriots, they always seem to make some headlines. Is this coordinator thing overblown? Has Belichick named coordinators? Does it matter? Who's going to be running the offense and defense there?
All very good questions. I don't know for sure if it matters. All that matters, frankly, is inside the building, do the players know what the chain of command is? Belichick loves to keep those of us in the public in the dark about what the team is doing. In the past, he has not given coordinator titles like Matt Patricia. He started as defensive coordinator, but he didn't have the title for a few years. Even Josh McDaniels was like that. It took him a few years to get that title. So Belichick's not big on titles. By all accounts, it's going to be Matt Patricia as the de facto offensive coordinator. And frankly, Belichick himself. Belichick has been heavily involved in coaching the offense all throughout training camp. He's giving hands-on pointers to the wide receivers. He's helping call the plays. Patricia has definitely been the one calling the plays. So I think Patricia is probably going to be the guy who's coordinating it, but I think Belichick's going to be the one actually telling him which plays to call and, hey, why don't we set up this play-action pass here and things of that nature. So is it going to work? I hate to cop out, but it's definitely wait and see. If it doesn't, however, we will certainly crush Belichick for not putting a better coaching staff around Mac Jones. Why didn't you get a experienced coordinator, an experienced play caller, instead of just trying to do it all by yourself with Matt Patricia. So, you know, these guys are – Belichick's obviously a genius and Matt Patricia very smart. So maybe a good coach is a good coach and these guys can make it happen. But certainly it's a curious setup and one that invites a lot of criticism if it doesn't work out.
So on the offensive side, does Patricia still have the pencil behind his ear? Is that still happening?
Nonstop. I think he takes it into the shower with him. I think he's on the golf course with the pencil in his ear. And it's always funny because he's got the laminated play sheet. So how can you use a pencil on a laminated play sheet? But, he he's wearing, I'd say, 57 different hats this year. He has to be the most the NFL person with the most variety in his job. He's also the offensive line coach and the offensive coordinator in calling plays. And he helps manage the team's salary cap. If you look at all the free agent contracts the Patriots have signed the last 2 years, they all have Matt Patricia's signature on the bottom of it. And, you know, he's not like running the front office, but I think he's the guy who finalizes the contract and is kind of keeping track of the salary cap. And Belichick is really giving him like when Patricia goes to interview for head coaching jobs again in the future, he's going to be the only candidate who can say, I've been a head coach, an offensive coordinator, a defensive coordinator, and I've managed the salary cap. So Belichick is certainly giving him a wide array of responsibilities to kind of help his resume. But whether he can handle all this is still to be determined.
Ben, I guess I'm not surprised. And what I read coming out is that the offense looks terrible. Is that true? Has it looked as bad as the reports are?
Yeah, and you can tell with the reaction from guys like Mac Jones and David Andrews. I mean, training camp is a time of nothing but positivity and sunshine and cliche answers about how we're going to get better one day at a time. But you can tell from the leaders on the offense like Mac Jones and David Andrews, they're getting frustrated that they're stringing several of these bad practices in a row on offense. And look, I mean, they're not only do they have new coaches, but it seems by all accounts they're implementing a new scheme too. It seems like they're trying to simplify things. There's been some buzz that maybe they're trying to implement a similar scheme from what like the Rams and the 49ers and a lot of teams run now. A lot of outside stretch runs and then a lot of play action passes, which, I mean, it worked for Jared Goff and the Rams, so maybe it can work for the Patriots if they can figure it out. But it's been a tough sledding for them for the first 3 weeks. The offense is clearly out of sync right now. But, you know, they still have time, and Belichick has proven time and again that no one makes adjustments better than him. So even if the offense doesn't look good in week one or two, I still think fans should be pretty confident that the Patriots will be able to figure out a good offense this year. But it has been tough going so far.
Ben Volin from the Boston Globe. Mike Tomlin, addressing reporters right now, said Trubisky will start Saturday, followed by Rudolph and Pickett. Ben is on the Nemecolon fan hotline around every corner. Nemecolon creates real-life magic for guests. Really curious about this, Ben, and that is, what's the feeling around those parts in regard to Brady and the tampering stories? Do people feel a betrayal there in any way? What's the general feeling?
It definitely felt some betrayal that the 2019 season, he's basically flirting with the rival Dolphins the entire season. And I know the Patriots went 12-4, but that was not a good season for them. They collapsed over the second half of the season, lost at home in the first round of the playoffs. Brady was whining and moping all season about how miserable he was. And, I mean, even after wins, he just looked like a guy who needed a hug. And now we learned that he was, you know, orchestrating his exit the whole time and had his mind elsewhere. Look, Tom Brady won 6 Super Bowls for New England, so he's always going to be, you know, a cherished hero in Boston and New England sports history. But, you know, the shine has come off a little bit the last few years. I think Brady, it hasn't been the most graceful exit from New England, and I think fans are feeling a little jilted a little bit. And you know, they defended him to the hilt over Deflategate and all some of these other things, and now it's kind of turning out like, yeah, Brady was capable of deflating footballs. And, yeah, Brady is capable of tampering and trying to orchestrate his exit from New England as early as training camp. So, yes, certainly people felt kind of offended by Brady's, you know, maybe being checked out a little bit his last year. But what's interesting, I'm actually in Tampa right now watching here to watch Brady for a few days. And Brady was a surprise absence from camp today. And Todd Bowles now says that Brady's going to be out for the next week and a half due to personal reasons. He's not going to come back to the team until after the second preseason game on August 20th against the Titans. And a report from NFL Network said that, you know, the team is okay with the plan, meaning obviously Brady asked for some time off. And so there's been some rumors and some thought about maybe Brady's having second thoughts about the whole thing. And, you know, especially once Gronk retired, that's his buddy. He's not here anymore. And Chris Godwin coming back from an ACL. The Bucs just lost their center, and Brady's twice the age of all his teammates, and his wife is obviously bugging him to you know, move on with their life and move into the next stage. So Brady's going to be out for the next week and a half. Certainly not a normal thing, and that's a situation that bears watching.
That we knew he was going to be out. I thought it was a few days, not a week and a half. Ben, real quickly before I let you go, and I'm sure we're going to be talking about Brady. You know, what's the look, the view of Belichick still in New England? Is everything still totally in Belichick we trust, or are people saying, maybe it was Brady really was the reason they won and not so much the coach?
Yeah, I think there's been a lot of that talk the last 2 years where the Patriots have kind of struggled. I mean, I know they made the playoffs last year, but they were not a good playoff team, and they got exposed pretty badly by the Bills. And meanwhile, Brady goes down to Tampa and obviously wins the Super Bowl in his first year, and the Patriots have struggled to keep their dynasty going. So Belichick, for a guy who's going to be the winningest coach of all time and a sure ballot Hall of Famer and probably have the most Super Bowl victories ever, he definitely has taken some heat in New England for not having a good plan at quarterback and for letting Brady go. You know, if Mac Jones, fans are warming up to Mac Jones, and if he turns out to be a good quarterback, then I guess all's well that ends well. But the radio shows up in Boston are pretty merciless about hounding Belichick for letting Brady go, and they haven't won a playoff game in 3 years, and was it all Brady the whole time? And Belichick hears that stuff, and he knows the last thing missing on his resume is, never won without Tom Brady. His Cleveland stint didn't go so well, and so far in New England it hasn't been great. So I definitely think Belichick is motivated to win one more without Brady just to kind of quiet all the naysayers.
Well, that question's come up through the years, even here, and I'm sure all over the NFL and in all the markets, is was the Patriots dynasty more about Belichick or Brady? So from the sounds of it, Ben, if people put that poll to Patriots fans, it sounds like, in your opinion, it would be a landslide on Brady's side?
I would think you'd almost have to split it up into two questions, because honestly, I think the early dynasty, the 01 to 04, I do think that was Belichick. That was the team they built. They put a great team around a young quarterback. Brady deserves a lot of the credit. He executed on the field and came through in some incredible situations when he was a younger quarterback, but he was not the reason they won necessarily. That was defense and just a really solid team around him. Whereas I think the last decade has been all about Brady. They've cycled through a lot of players. They've whiffed on draft picks, this and that. With Brady and Gronk healthy, like, that's when they win. And so I definitely think in today, especially, it's a player's game. It's an offensive game. And then you see it when Brady comes to Tampa and they immediately turn into a Super Bowl team. So I think the early dynasty, Belichick deserves a lot of the credit, and for developing Brady into this ultimate quarterbacking weapon. But then Brady, I think, deserves the lion's share of credit for the last 3 to 4 Super Bowl appearances.
Ben, we appreciate the time. Sounds like a lot happening there
in
Tampa.
Great stuff. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
See you, man. Wow.
How about Brady? How about that story?
Wow.
10 days, a week and a half, not coming back until after the second preseason game? What does that mean?
I mean, it could mean a million different things. It could be a family issue.
Like
it could be health related.
Thing.
It could be, it could be what he
said,
suggested.
Maybe
people
I'm
are talking about.
Oh, would that be a story if he'd quit now again, huh?
Hey, if a guy's willing while he plays for a team to let another team openly court him, a rival in his own division, I mean, if I were a Patriot fan, I would have been livid at that. I don't think that speaks highly of Brady, does it?
He's just now. You heard Ben. The guy just we talked to said that, doesn't speak well to his character. No.
It really doesn't.
It does not.
And so I don't think, assuming there's no, mitigating circumstance here, family related, if you just up and quits, I'd probably have to think about that, Ron. Sometimes these guys don't realize it until they get back to the grind. Like when you talk to Ben, it seemed like he thought he could still play, but was he willing to go through a camp and all that?
Yeah, I mentioned that with Jerome, too. Jerome said I'd play till I'm 60 if it was just on Sundays. But, I don't want to get up at 5 in the morning and train every day for the rest of my life. And Ben said the same thing. I don't have to go to training camp. I don't have to be at La Trobe. To just get ready to play, I'd love to play, but not put in everything that it takes. And we know Brady is an incredible taking care of his body and preparation guy. Maybe he is tired of it. We'll see. This now isn't a real good time for poor Todd Bowles, the coach, though, is it?
No matter what, that suddenly becomes the biggest story in the league as we await the Deshaun Watson decision. Brady away for, what did he say?
A week and a half.
Wow. We'll see how that one turns out. Mike Tomlin has spoken. He has said that Mitch Trubisky will start, that all three quarterbacks will play, that the starters in general against Seattle will play about a quarter. The second group will play the second and third quarter. Now, if that applies to the quarterbacks, that would be Mason. And the third group, the fourth quarter. He also said, I only put out a depth chart because I have to. This is from our Twitter feed. I only put out depth charts because I have to. You do this process a disservice if you read too much into depth charts at this time of year. Well, he's going right by the depth chart, right? With his quarterbacks.
With his quarterbacks. We'll see about the rest of it. But
why, if it's doing, why put an or then on any? If it doesn't matter or mean anything, just throw out some starters. Yeah, right. Why put Devin Bush or Robert Spillane then?
Yeah, it's a good question. Yeah, I know. I think the league is mandated before your first game, you got to put out a depth chart. So obviously he's trying to say, don't play too much into it, but I think that's a good question you bring up.
I mean, that's, I read everything into the quarterback depth chart. That's the way it's been since day one of the spring.
And he announced that's the way it's going to be this week, too.
Yeah. So let's talk to Mark Cabali about all of that. I'm assuming he was on hand here. He, looking at the photo
probably,
right now.
Probably sitting down. He's on hand, but.
He was the centerpiece of an incredible photo yesterday that our friend Folsey just tweeted out. Let's talk to him about what we're going to see Saturday night. Man, is this going to be one of the most anticipated preseason games in recent Steeler history?
I can't remember one at all like this.
Maybe when Ben came back to see what he looked like after his injury, but I can't either, Rob.
He hardly played when he came back after his injury,
yeah.
Right?
This is going to be something. Cabali next. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.